Throughout his career as a serial murderer, Pedro Rodriguez Filho gained a vast variety of nicknames. He was called Killer Lil Pedro, Killer Petey, the South American Punisher, and my favorite, Brazilian Dexter. But more than anything, he became known as Brazil's most prolific serial killer. He was convicted of a morbidly impressive 71 killings, all of which took place when he was a teenager. But he continued to insist that he'd actually killed more than 100 people. Astonishingly, some of these murders took place while Pedro was in jail. You'd expect the most jaw-dropping aspect of Pedro's crimes to be that he somehow successfully killed at least 70 people, beginning at the age of only 14. Most 14-year-olds are struggling to keep the rooms clean and get to school on time, but here Pedro was, stacking bodies like it was his job. However, this isn't the part of his crimes that gained so much media attention. The strangest thing about Killer Petey was the way that he selected his victims. Regardless of their age, race, and gender, he exclusively targeted criminals. Whether they were rapists, murderers, thieves, or drug dealers, anyone who lived a life of crime in Pedro's neighborhood had a target on their backs. And the irony is clear. Taking out so many criminals, Pedro became a criminal himself. Why did a teenage boy feel so compelled to carry out this extreme form of vigilante justice? By the age of 13, Pedro was tempted to kill. It all came to a head one day when he was fighting with one of his cousins on his family's farm, and he shoved him into the brutal grip of a nearby sugarcane press. If he'd left his cousin there, it would have been fatal. But after some deliberating, Pedro decided to save his life instead. Still, he had to think about it. Some experts have traced Pedro's violent nature back to trauma to his head in the womb, when, in his mother's belly, he was brutally kicked by his father during an argument, resulting in injuries to an unborn Pedro's skull. If this wasn't a 10-minute murder podcast and I can talk as long as I wanted to, at this part is where I'd go into detail about how many kids that grow up to be violent or murderous have some sort of head trauma in their past. It's pretty staggering how much it occurs, and no, I'm not saying that anyone that hits their head hard in childhood is doomed to a life of crime. I'm saying it happens more than average. Pedro's real life of crime, true to his nature, began in an incredibly high-profile way. After his father lost his job as a school guard due to false stealing allegations, Pedro went after the man who fired him, who was, in fact, the deputy mayor. With his grandfather's gun, Pedro shot the mayor execution style in front of the entire city hall, and then carried out his first act of justice by also shooting the man who he believed had actually been the thief. With so many witnesses, a 14-year-old Pedro had no choice but to go on the run. It seemed as if now that he'd started killing people to deliver what he believed was justice, he got a taste of it and he couldn't stop. While on the run, he started stealing from drug dens, as well as shooting the drug traffickers he found inside them. He quickly became a local celebrity and was given his first, almost affectionate nickname, Pedrino Matador. While he was on the run, Pedro met a young woman named Maria Olympia, and he was instantly smitten. It brought out a slightly softer side of Pedro, and the two teenagers moved in together. Maria quickly became pregnant, but before she could give birth to their child, she was killed by the leader of a rival gang. Pedro was obviously very upset, and he set out on a mission of revenge to kill not just the gang leader who murdered her, but every single member of the gang. Despite Pedro's first vigilante killing being carried out to get justice for his father, eventually his own dad became a victim of his crimes. As a child, Pedro had idolized his father, but in reality, he was raised by a violent man who frequently beat his mother. Pedro got the news that his father had believed his wife was having an affair and responded by slashing her to death with a machete and then dismembering her body. It was horrific news, a violent end to the life of the woman who raised Pedro. Pedro wasted no time in traveling to the local prison where his father was being held. He told the guards that he simply wanted to pay a visit to his one surviving parent. Instead, he murdered his father, stabbing him more than 20 times. If that was the end of it, you'd be like, yeah, on brand for Pedrino Matador. But wait, there's more. he did something that he had never done before. Using the same knife, he cut his father's chest open and removed his heart. Later, Pedro described the act saying, quote, "I chewed it. I cut out a piece of his heart. I chewed it." At the age of 19, Pedro's five-year killing spree was put to an end when he was arrested in May of 1973. However, the officers made the mistake of transporting him in a van with another criminal. A convicted rapist was inside there with him. Pedro couldn't resist the siren call of carrying out one more vigilante killing, and he somehow managed to murder the rapist without the police escorts noticing. Technically, Pedro received a sentence of 126 years behind bars, but Brazilian law didn't allow any criminals to serve more than 30 years of jail time. This is why, instead of spending his life in jail, he was released in 2007. After serving his sentence of 34 years in prison, which only came out to be about 25 weeks per victim, if you're doing the math, Pedro was released from jail in 2007, but 4 years later, he was arrested again, this time facing charges for deprivation of liberty and inciting a riot. This time, he was better behaved during his time in jail. After serving 7 years of good behavior, he was once again a free man. From then on, Pedro publicly announced that his life of crime was over, and he considered himself to be a reformed criminal. Then he did something that not many, if any, serial killers have ever done. Pedro became an influencer. Pedro started a YouTube channel under the name Pedrino X Matador. He continued to search for justice, but in a very different way than he had in his youth. He started making YouTube videos, mostly makeup tutorials and get ready with me videos. JK, his videos were about crimes and modern criminals, taking it upon himself to educate his audience that a life of crime is not something to aspire to. Maybe if being a YouTuber had been an option for Pedro in his youth, he would have lived a life as an influential anti-crime YouTube personality, instead of killing more than 100 criminals himself. Pedro's description on his profile made it clear that he no longer considered himself one of the bad guys, if he ever had. Quote, "I am not the monster. Even those seen and stigmatized as evil can find their light. Nobody said it would be easy. I assume my mistakes. I paid my penalty, so I don't need to be judged or defended by anyone anymore. For those who believe, follow me on the journey to the light, because darkness has already consumed more than 2/3 of my life." Pedro became somewhat of a celebrity in Brazil and appeared on several interviews and podcasts. In one podcast in 2020, the host asked Pedro if he would ever kill again. Pedro said, quote, "No, I would only kill again if someone came to take my life or the lives of the people I love, who are my family." Morbidly, this statement predicted the future. Soon, somebody would indeed try to take Pedro's life. But unlike Pedro predicted, this time, he would not be able to kill his attacker in self-defense. It was the 5th of March, 2023, when the news broke. Pedro Rodriguez Filho had been shot dead. At 10 in the morning that day, shots had been fired from a passing car, killing Pedro where he stood. The shooters then fled in another car. To this day, nobody knows who the killers were or why they decided to shoot a man who so many members of the public hailed as a hero. Were they vigilantes themselves, enemies that he'd made during his life of crime, or was it a simple crime of opportunity? Months after the killing, there have still been no arrests made in connection with the shooting. After reportedly turning his life around, Pedro became a victim of the same kind of crime he had committed in his youth. And this time, for better or worse, there was no vigilante to deliver justice for him. That's 10 Minute Murder for today. Brief and bingeable true crime. I'm Joe, the host, and I really appreciate you listening today. And this is the first episode where I've moved the welcome to the end, and it feels a little bit weird right now, but if it helps the show, then I'm going to keep doing it. I'm constantly trying to make tweaks here and there to the show to try to make 10 Minute Murder easier to listen to, easier to binge episodes, and just overall better. And this way, if you're a person that doesn't like to hear me say hello and complain about my allergies for a moment, then you can hear the story right out of the gate and then skip this part. Just a FYI, if you do skip this part, it'll hurt my feelings. But hey, you do what you wanted to. I'll be okay. If this is your first time listening to 10 Minute Murder, subscribe right now so that you can catch up on all the back episodes and never miss any new ones. Connect with me on social media to see the visuals of what we're talking about here in the podcast. And you can join the 10 Minute Murder group where we talk about a variety of different things related to true crime. If you like this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple or any other place that's possible. Your positive feedback helps the show grow so much. For all things 10 Minute Murder related, go to 10minutemurder.com. I love you. Toodles.